Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier on June 19th, Juneteenth, and this is your recording for the solstice, the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere and the winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. And I want to just begin with a poem that came across my way a few days ago that I have always loved and seems to be just perfect for the energy of this eclipse, this solstice season and eclipse season. It's the poem, The Guest House by Rumi. So I'm just gonna read that to you. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes, an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows, who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. By Rumi. We worked with that poem in a coaching group that I'm a part of with my coaching mentor, and it was just so timely. I wanted to share that with you. So here we are. Astrology gives us the patterns, gives us the energy that we have to work with, but it is our level of consciousness and our willingness to act in alignment with our highest values that creates what we manifest. So what I'm going to share with you is what is the energy available to us. And it's really our courage to act in alignment with our deepest values and what the invitation of the moment is that creates reality. I want to say that again and again, that astrology cannot tell us what will happen. It can tell us sort of the weather, the energy, the pattern, but we co-create with it. And whether we co-create from its highest possibility, what the invitation really is, or we create from a place of incoherence and chaos, it's really up to us. So here we are. Summer solstice on the East Coast, I'm going to call it solstice because it's winter in the southern hemispheres, begins at 5:40 Eastern Standard Time on Saturday the 21st, and a few hours later at 2:40 in the morning on June 22nd, we have an eclipse. So we have the summer solstice, we have the new moon, and an eclipse, all happening at the same time. So what is the invitation? What is the energy available to us? The energy is potent. It's alive. You know, it's like our guides are standing at a portal known as Galactic Edge. Every year, the solstice, the June solstice gateway for our lifetime is happening at a portion of the sky known as Galactic Edge. So the solstice is always at Galactic Edge. You could say that is where 0 degrees Cancer is. But now the moon is at 0 degrees Cancer. And the north node of the moon is at 29 degrees Gemini, very close, within a degree, which gives us an eclipse. So the energy is this really, really potent energy. The solstice gateway really brings in enormous power, chi, vitality, life force, flowing in from this portal in our galaxy that is associated with Big Mama, that is associated with the divine feminine, that is associated with the creation of new possibility. This energy, it's like this gate is just pouring open and this energy is flowing in. And who is going to utilize this energy? Whoever chooses to set their intention and to work with it creatively. And what does this energy do? Well, That's what we're going to talk about. So this is the energy of Big Mama. It's that protective mama bear. When I journey to this, I see a bear. I feel a bear. I experience this really protective mother saying, you are all my children. Love one another. Protect one another. Care for one another. Listen to one another. Have compassion for one another's predicament. Create more nourishment. That is the invitation. And the invitation is also to see when we don't, what happens? What is the natural consequences of that? So we gather in the chi of this moment, the life force, and we direct it to where we want it to go. We do this through ceremony, through setting our intention. So right now, I want to share with you, there's something called an Akka field. Many of you see this in your meditations or your journeys. It's just an invisible web of light that connects everything. And this Akka field is getting charged up from this portal. And we are seeing coming through this, this energy that's coming through has never been here before. We're being seated. You hear me say that a lot, but it keeps happening. These doorways keep opening, and you and I and the trees and the whole planet, all life is invited to open to these new frequencies, absorb them, let them work with us so that what comes up in us that is not in alignment with this, we could say it is incoherent with the love, the unconditional love that's flowing in. What within us is not aligned to that comes up to be healed, to be seen, to be expressed. And the invitation is to move into alignment with this. That's why things are so chaotic, because there's so much in our field that collectively has not been in alignment with us, with this, and we need to experience this and to make changes. So we're in an eclipse window that started on June 5th, but we start to feel, and the eclipse windows just really are wild cards that amplify the energy. June 21st, we have an annular solar eclipse, Cancer Sun, Cancer New Moon. And this eclipse will be visible in India, in Pakistan, in China, in Hong Kong, but not mostly where you are. And what it will look like is a ring of fire, because the moon will cover the sun, but not completely, and it will leave like this ring of fire, and I sent you a photograph or an image of that for you to look at. And then on July 5th, just after midnight of the July 4th, we have a Capricorn full moon lunar eclipse. So we have a whole month that we're in this energy, and you can feel it, right? You can see it. You're alive. There's a lot of churning. There's a lot of rebirthing. There's a lot of expression. There's a lot of emotion. We are in this giant portal that is awakening us to stepping into a new reality. We are having energy pulsed in from the other side of the veil. That is the energy of support, of healing, very high vibrations. It is an upgrade. And this ring of fire energy that we're going to be all experiencing tomorrow on June 24th, the magnetic fields drop during eclipses. The moon covers the sun, which is like an invitation for us to see our shadow. Very high frequencies come through. It is a new beginning. Eclipses bring up emotions. They bring up purging. So that poem I read, it's about making space to feel it all, to welcome it all, as we are releasing very old energy within us that went with the old story of separation. And some of the energies that we have astrologically around, so what are the patterns around this solstice, is that we have Jupiter, the second conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto, happening a few days afterwards exactly, and lasting really through mid-July. And this is what structures are willing to be dismantled within you. Spirit is holding the door open for all of us to dismantle what no longer is coherent, what no longer aligns to the energy of support, of healing, of love, of collaboration, of understanding that we're all in this together. It is a big new beginning. is a time to set new intentions. A client of mine, we were speaking this week, and she was telling me that someone she was listening to suggests people doing a releasing trauma ceremony or bath. I think that's a great idea. What has come before? What is being, you know, what is coming up in you? Releasing it. You know, because we've been building to this moment. So you know exactly what it is that you really want to release, and you see it in the culture as well. This solstice is inviting us to experience the compassion of Big Mama, the compassion of that big aspect of our own soul that can hold space for all of us. In Rumi's poem, it's the house. Yes, our furniture may get swept away, but the house is still standing, and everything happens within that structure. That structure is our big heart that can feel, that is totally willing to make space for the grief, for the anger, for the sadness, for the chaos, for whatever it is that is moving through you and in our culture. So Cancer is about nurturing, being responsible, being committed. It is a kind of committed kindness that is reflected in our actions, opening our hearts to the vulnerable, being loving kindness, being tenderness. It's also about our families, our homes, our ancestors. So 0 degrees Cancer, where the sun is and the moon is and where this eclipse point is about pulsing in a higher octave of this energy. What else is happening at this solstice point is Mars is in Pisces and is conjunct Neptune. And Mars will be moving out of Pisces and into Aries the 28th and the 29th of June. I'll tell you a little bit about that soon. But what is the energy available to us when Mars is in Pisces? Mars is how we engage in the world. It's our inner masculine, whether we're male, whether we're female, whether we're gender fluid. We all have an inner masculine and an inner feminine within our own psyches. So this is about that, and it is like how we do what we do in the world. So Mars in Pisces is that spiritual warrior, the visionary, the idealistic, visionary, creative energy that is compassionate, that is connected to universal love and healing. Pisces is the ability to feel other people's pain and a desire to heal it at its highest octave. At its lowest octave, and you can certainly see this being expressed as well in the world, it is about delusion, illusion, deception, overwhelm, and fatigue. So we want to intend to align with the highest potential that is available to us, but being aware of what's also floating around. What we also have, as we have Jupiter conjunct Pluto at the time of the solstice, Pluto's also squared by Eris. Eris is the female revolutionary who is disruption. She disrupts, and she's been squaring Pluto for years, but because Jupiter's there, Jupiter amplifies and magnifies and expresses really big. So what's happening is we're having this massive expression of our own underworld, of what has been hidden, what has been repressed, what has been denied, and also like what is coming up from the underworld, our fears, our racism, racism within our institutions. The virus has been in the underworld that is coming up and expanding as in many places. And then we have Eris, which is about what needs to be disrupted in your psyche. Anxiety needs to be disrupted in your psyche, for one thing. And I have actually included this wonderful How to Disrupt Anxiety protocol from my mentor, Maria Nemeth. And I really encourage you to read that article and do those practices. They really help a lot, because every single one of us has been wired for fear. And part of this whole big change that we're in, with all this energy coming through this portal, and all this energy that's been coming through really since 2012, is about releasing, not releasing our feeling fear, but releasing taking actions based on fear and recalibrating into our hearts, recalibrating into what's possible rather than what we're afraid of. Fear weakens our immune systems. So it's really important that we welcome the storm moving through us, that we hold it with the arms of our inner big mama, but then we release it and we do not base our actions, our whole lives on our fear. Our brains are wired to see where there's that big saber-toothed tiger, and it's called the negativity bias. But we are in the process of rewiring our brains towards what's possible, what brings joy, what brings harmony, what brings that beautiful new world that we all know is possible within our own individual lives and within the collective. And this article, How to Disrupt Anxiety, is just one of many really practical, simple skills that I have learned as a coach that really works. And I think the simpler, the better. It entails focusing every day for about 90 seconds, 7 seconds on what you're anxious about, and 7 seconds on what your gratitudes are. So you write like 3 to 5 where there's anxiety and 3 to 5 gratitudes, and you just work with those. And you just give your brain 7 seconds to focus on the anxiety and then 17 seconds to focus on where you're grateful. And you do this in a set of 3, which takes about 90 seconds. So if you do this every day, it's recommended that you do it 3 times a day. But if you do this every day, you're going to start to notice that you're more rooted in your heart and you're more rooted in your higher consciousness. And it is possible for fear to move through you, but not get attached so much. And that you're anchoring in this. You become an anchor point for these new energies, and you begin to see what actions that you can take that align with this love that you are, with this person that is caring, that is compassionate, that is wanting to give support, that is wanting to be supported, that is wanting to be part of a larger circle, that is wanting to be dedicated to something bigger than yourself. So, moving along. So we've got this happening at the same time. So Eris is disrupting our freeze patterns. Eris is disrupting institutional racism. She's disrupting many, many patterns. And she's doing it kind of ruthlessly, right? There's a lot of chaos and overwhelm that's associated with this, which is why it's so important for us to learn how to stay rooted and stay grounded to who we truly are. And as we make space for these emotions to move through us. So, yeah, Jupiter conjunct Pluto, squared by Eris, is this expansion of the underworld, our emotions, what's been repressed, those places where we've been unconscious. And it's also an expansion, a massive expansion of transformational energies. But our emotions tend to be up, and we are awakened and disrupted from where we've been asleep. That's really the definition of an awakening. An awakening is seeing what you haven't seen before. It can be very uncomfortable to see just how deep institutional racism is. Today is Juneteenth, a celebration of the end of slavery in our culture. And yet it is not a national holiday celebrated by every person around in our country. Isn't that odd? It is a reflection. It is, you know, and it's easy to feel, to experience shame when we see that, the distortion, where we see how we embody institutional racism in our psyches. But I invite you to just understand that wherever we have been awakened, where we've been asleep, is required that we feel compassion for that within ourselves, but also that we commit to change, that we commit to take new actions. In our country, the United States is actually going through a Pluto return on our birthday this year, where there's a huge eclipse on July 4th. And so all of this Pluto stuff I'm talking about is really affecting the United States. We are seeing where we are not in alignment with the original intention of our Constitution, which grants life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to all people. But it was written during slavery, during the genocide of indigenous people, stealing land, stealing lives. There was an unconsciousness at that time, something that wasn't seen. And now we have an opportunity to move into greater alignment with those original values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all living beings. And what we're seeing now is the death, the rebirth, the disruption, the implosion, the coming out of the cracks, all of the ways that we really don't do that. And it gives us an opportunity to change. So what will happen? I can't tell you what will happen and be predictive about this, because who is working with this energy, who is moving with it and taking action, and who is participating with this is what will determine what we see in our world. So we have this great invitation from Big Mama to clean it up, to come into coherence with our deepest values. This frees up our life force as a collective and allows us to move forward together into the new world that we're creating. And what I want to say is that in December, Jupiter will conjunct Saturn in Aquarius and will be very active through most of 2021. And so you could say what we're doing right now is we're digging up those toxicities. We're really, it's going deep, deep, deep. It's disrupting those root systems. Eris and Pluto are just digging them up, disrupting the root systems, pulling them out. It's messy. It's painful. There's a lot of emotion. There's also a lot of movement. There's a lot of change occurring. It is like we're in that push, the part of the birth process where the baby's in the birth canal and there's contractions and, you know, the mother's pushing and they're peeing and pooping and it's messy, but there's something being born from this. And it is important to ask yourself, what are the possibilities that you want to see birthed out of this in your own life and in the collective? And what are you willing, what actions are you willing to take to bring that about? Saturn's moving back into Capricorn in July, where it will remain until December, which is, okay, get real. You know, this is all about taking responsibility for our actions and cleaning it up and becoming engaged. And there's Big Mama saying, these are all my babies, or all my children. Look and see with the COVID, which communities are dying at higher rates. People of color, you know, I'm not going to lecture to you. You see what's happening. Who's dying at higher rates? Where we are all in this together, but we are not in the same boat. Some of our boats are really cushy and some of our boats are really not. We're looking at all, you know, this virus has really brought up and making, assisting us in seeing where things are really not balanced. And our eyes are really opening, and we're also seeing, because I really think that if this virus hadn't, you know, put us into slowed down motion, moving inward, that the murder of George Floyd wouldn't have become as huge a global event, because we've been going inside and we've been feeling our own vulnerability and fragility, and to see someone being murdered in cold blood, crying out for their mother, awakened the mother's heart around the globe, right around the time of the solstice, where the Big Mama is like saying to all of us, wake up, see what is happening. And also see what is happening in your own psyche. What have you tried to murder in yourself? What is not coming alive? You know, where are you allowing your fear and your worry and your doubt, your monkey mind, to run your life rather than the voice of wisdom, rather than your authentic self? And this is an invitation of coming home to yourself, rooting out some of these old patterns and rooting in these new patterns. The coaching that I do is actually all about this. So if you're interested in actually working with me to support this process in your own life, just go to my coaching page on my website and we can work with a discovery session and to see out of that if it is a good time for you to commit to coaching. But that's what my coaching is about. And there are so many ways to do this, though. So what else is happening? Yes. So many, many planets are in retrograde at the time of the solstice. So this, again, is the underlying energy that we are creating with over the next season, because the solstice is the birthday for a season. So in some ways, I'm giving you a reading for the season. So Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Mercury went retrograde on June 17th. And I don't have my chart about when, but Mercury's retrograde for about 3 weeks. So Mercury's retrograde, Venus is retrograde, but she goes direct a few days after solstice. So that energy of Venus moving direct is kind of with us. And so what happens when there are all these planets retrograde? The energy is very inward. And a lot of these planets went retrograde, many of them in May. The energy starts to slow down. It starts to go really deep and inward. It's a time for us to recalibrate. All the rewords, retrograde is about slowing down, recovering what needs to be recovered, retrieving in ourselves what needs to be retrieved, and remembering. It's also about reconsidering, repairing, reimagining, rewiring, and reclaiming. So the energy goes in and then it comes out and it blossoms into something new. But what happens is, what it feels like for us is that forward movement feels really slowed down and we're really introspective. And I did an entire audio at the spring equinox about COVID. I'm just going to include it here if you want to hear more about that. Of course, this energy is with us. Still, and in fact, during the July 4th, July 5th, lunar eclipse in Capricorn, we have Chiron is conjunct the rising sign, and Chiron is conjunct Mars at that time. So whatever I said about COVID and that is true now, but it's even, you know, actually moving into that eclipse on July 5th, we have Mars, Chiron, and the ascendant conjunct squaring the sun, the moon, and Mercury and Vesta. And what does that mean? And Juno. And what that means is that this very deep wounding, this unearthing of our most fragile places, that ripping open of the band-aid, that, like, you know, the what is it that we do for a wound? We open it up and we, you know, we lance the wound. You could say there's going to be another wave of wound lancing that is brought up at this lunar eclipse on July 5th. We're still in it. We've been in it since the spring equinox, but there's going to be, you could say, an amplification, and it's going to be around our communication, how we communicate. It's going to be around our relationships. Now that we've been home with our loved ones, or, you know, we've been quarantined, a lot of relationship issues are coming up and issues around communication. And Vesta is there in Cancer, which is, what is our inward dedication? What is our selfless service to? And again, big mama, this Cancerian energy that I've been talking to you about, we are continually to being asked to dismember, to release, to purge this old energy, and to allow this energy of love and kindness and compassion and caring for all life to be birthed in how we speak to one another, how we care for one another, how we act, and with it's to heal the wounds within us, so that we are more capable of doing that. And when we are healing those wounds, it can look very messy, the way diarrhea can be messy, and yet we are releasing a toxin when that happens, or we eat something and we vomit it up, we're purging it up. You could say that that is happening on a cultural level, and these eclipse windows are really making that really big, but also inviting us to ground in this really loving energy. So what else do I want to say about this? At this June eclipse, July eclipse, July 4th, 5th, it is about ripping open an old wound that was seated at the spring equinox that has to do with the uninitiated masculine within all of us. And we are being invited to move from the energy of warrior to protector. And I want to just give you an example of something, a dismantling that happened. In Camden, New Jersey, the police department dismantled itself. Everyone got fired, including the chief police fired himself. And then they rewrote their agreements. And they were based on this, moving from warrior to protector and guardian. And instead of rewarding officers for the arrests they make, they are rewarding officers for peaceful outcomes, for their ability to communicate with the communities that they're involved with and to collaborate with them, to listen to them and to engage in partnership. And the very practical Capricornian outcome of this has been they had 600 unsolved cases and they went to 6 unsolved cases. So we find that when we move from warrior to protector and we increase our listening, our willingness to collaborate and to partner and to communicate, when we create the intention for peaceful outcomes, for justice, for all, everyone wins. And that's what this energy is inviting us into. And that is what all this, you know, challenging energy of bringing up our deepest wounds is about. Where all illness is an invitation to change. This virus has been a massive instigator of change. In some ways, there have been many, many gifts that have come out of this, and there's also been a revealing of some of our deeper fracture points. But this energy is all about a rapid dismantling, purging, and then an activation of these new energies. So Mars moving into Aries at the end of June, June 28th and 29th, it's going to spend 6 months in Aries rather than just the usual 6 weeks. And it's going to be moving retrograde mid-September to mid-November. And what does this mean? It means that Mars, which is this fiery dynamic energy that can behave, the highest octave of Mars in Aries is, again, moving from warrior to protector. Aries, the highest octave of Aries is that bear energy, the mother bear, that protecting what we love, to aligning with truth and love and beauty and protecting that. But the uninitiated, immature version of this is a warrior that is just very angry and likes to fight for no reason, is impatient and fiery and insensitive and narcissistic. So Mars will spend 6 months in Aries. And in mid-September to mid-November, there's going to be a retrograde, which is going to be a time of very deep introspection for all of us about this archetype. How much do we want our leaders to be these fiery people that don't think about the collective? What are the consequences of that? What are the consequences of narcissism in powerful places? What is the consequences of not being protecting all and then moving forward with that? But Mars is going to be going over and activating a lot of sensitive points that have to do with this disruptive energy, this dismantling of old structures, this grinding down, this rotting of, you know, this. When things rot in the forest, a tree falls and it rots, it gives way for new life. And we are, between now and December, the end of December, in this very accelerated process of grinding down, dismantling, seeing difficult truths, making new choices. And the choices that we make in our real lives will then determine what comes next. What is the invitation for what comes next? Jupiter in December will be conjunct Saturn in Aquarius.
The invitation is to create new structures that are aligned to cooperation, that are about anchoring in this new energy that is visionary, that is forward-thinking, that is about justice and equality for all, humanitarian ideals. That is the invitation at the highest possible octave. And whoever is engaging the most in our world is who gets to be at the steering wheel of how these energies are worked, whether it's the highest possible octave or whether it's something else, whether it is a contraction of that. So what we want to be asking ourselves is what is ready to blossom and grow in ourselves. As 0 degrees Cancer, the solar eclipse point, is an inception point. It is happening at galactic edge, which is a place, a world point. It is about world-changing energies. What is happening now is changing the world. What energies are coming through to be embodied and digested and given life to, those compassionate, nurturing, holding space for it all, energies of the divine feminine, these brand new energy of the divine feminine coming in to seed through us. These eclipses are downloads from the divine feminine, from the great mother. It is a reemergence of what has been suppressed and hidden and denied of the feminine, as well as the emergence of something brand new. So we're in a time of deep healing. We're opening up to deeper trust. You know, it is a time for you to say to yourself, whatever I am feeling, all is well. Nevertheless, am I willing to let this move through me? Nevertheless, am I willing to allow it to move so that I can align with my highest intention, with my highest ideals, aligning with what I value and taking action from this place. That is what this is an invitation for. So I want to share with you just one or two stories about trust and all is well. I lost a bracelet of mine that I love. And for the past week, I've been looking everywhere for it. And last night I facilitated a ceremony at my house, which I'm going to actually facilitate for you in my next little audio about merging with the energy of the trees. And after we did this, my whole backyard I just felt the pulsing of the root systems and the crowns of the trees and the beautiful deep trunks. They were just emanating their groundedness, their love, and there was this incredible merging and aliveness. And I went to bed sad because I had turned my house completely upside down looking for this bracelet. And I taught outside at this little, I had my computer on this little table that I'd cleaned off. Everyone who was here was socially distancing in the backyard. Some people were on Zoom. And I cleaned everything really well, because I wanted to disinfect everything. And I had a dream right before I woke up that my dog went out into the yard and found my bracelet and returned it to the table where I was, had my computer and where I was for the ceremony. So in the morning I woke up and I thought, wouldn't it be nice if that really had happened? You know, wouldn't it be nice? And I went downstairs and I looked at the table, and there in the center of the table was my bracelet. And I guarantee you it was not there the night before, because I had been sitting there all night and cleaning it. It's just a tiny little table about 2 feet wide. And, you know, in my own journey with the trees, the message I was given was really to create a radical trust that spirit is with us, that she's got us, that she is partnering with us, and that she is coming through the veil in very real and tangible ways. And to trust this, and to lean into those hands that are bigger than ours for love when we feel overwhelmed, and to let our hearts expand, to hold those places in ourselves that feel fragile, that feel vulnerable, that don't know. That's what this is about. And so I got this message, this incredible message from spirit about how tangible and how real this really is. So it is not out of the question for miracles to be born out of this. We're already seeing so many changes. George Floyd Who knew that his death would activate a global movement that would awaken the heart of the mother in so many people around the world saying, uh-uh, this isn't okay. And then, seeing so much more coming up out of this, so many more, murders and, violation of trust that has been going on for so long. But for now, there's this awakening and to trust that so much change can happen in the blink of an eye. And that we are being held in the hands of such profound love to support us in making all these changes. So that's all I want to say about this for now. I'm sending so much love to you.